I like what Cindy said the other night. Don't y'all be nervous. Because I don't have any idea what I'm going to say. Well, first of all, I think all of you know that I grew up in Mexico, so I'm fluent in Spanish, and Mike's glad about that, except that he wishes we could trade. He says, I don't need it, he does. But I really thank the Lord for the home that I grew up in. My folks really brought us up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and even though I wasn't what I should have been a lot of times, the Lord really kept me, and I know it's just His grace that I didn't fall more than I did, and that He kept me on the straight path. But I'm really excited about going back. I'm a little nervous in a lot of ways. I love the people down there because I grew up going to school with them and everything. But I'm also been in the States for now for a long time.
Ten years,
and you know I've gotten used to the comforts of the States. You know, having everything nice and going shopping. Wow, to the malls, you know. The food doesn't so much bother me. I love the food down there. I'm not like Cindy yet. McDonald's is the last place I like to go. But I like the mole and I like all that stuff. So that doesn't bother me. But I know that it will be hard, a little harder to adjust to the life down there because it's been so long. And our kids are real excited about it. But the Lord's really been good to us. When Mike told me that we were going to go, or first he told me, I went to pick him up one day from the field, something's gone wrong, and he said, I've made a decision today, and if I still feel the same way in a month, I'm going to pray about it, and if I still feel the same way, we're going to go. And I said, oh, where? He said, Mexico. I said, oh, okay. He was building me a house, my first home, and I said, oh, okay. I kicked it out and everything, but then in a month, he said, I think we're going to, well, by then I'd gotten used to the idea, we've been talking about it. And even though I'm going to leave my home up there, I told Mike, I know that even I would move into it and I would enjoy it, but I really wouldn't be happy because if I wasn't with the Lord wanting us to, I really wouldn't be happy there. And, of course, everybody said, you built a new house and you're not going to move into it, you know. But Mike said, well, it is our house because if the Lord's going to have to sell that, that's what we're going to live on, hopefully. But we had it all planned out. We were going to be self-supporting and, you know, sell our farms and everything and be able to help with the gasoline to go to the ranches and so that we wouldn't be a burden on anybody. Well, the Lord hasn't sold anything yet. And, you know, He may yet, you know, but we finally just said, hey, you know, we wanted to do it all. We were going to go and do it ourselves. And the Lord just said, hey, we told Him, we'll go if you sell this. We'll go. Then we'll go. And finally, Mike said, hey, we have to tell the Lord, we're going to go.
Amen.
And you just have to sell
Amen.
It. And it's really, especially Mike, I think, has had a real peace about it. Because the last couple of years with him working, he's the one that's been, you know, going through the trials more than me. I just stay in a nice air conditioned apartment, you know. But he's really had real peace about it and he's really changed. And it's really, I'm glad he has in a lot of ways. He's really studying the Bible and it's really good to see it except that it makes me look bad. Yeah, the kids used to do things and he'd say, honey, or I'd say, honey, they're just kids. He'd lose their patience. And now I do it and he says, would you relax? They're just kids. So, but, we're really excited. And I think what he said about, you know, winning the guide of the Lord so that you can have the land is a really good idea. It's not all that far off. Just like, it reminds me of, I don't know who, I think it was a missionary daughter that said she was going off to college and she said, I'm going to fall in love with a rich guy. I am tired of dating poor guys. There's what's wrong. You can fall in love with a rich one just as easy as you can fall in love with a poor one. But anyway, it doesn't have to do with this stuff. Anyway. I forgot. I was going to some meetings this summer at the high school. There was a missionary there. And he shared a verse that it's Psalms 81:6. And it says, I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. And then he just shared that the Lord put his shoulder there. He took our shoulders off of the burden and put his shoulder there so it wouldn't be heavy on us. And with things not happening very fast with the farms and everything, we've tried not to get nervous, but, you know, we have. We're human, and I keep telling Mike, well, you know, has anybody seen about the house with farms? And the Lord just wants to put his shoulder there. We can't do anything anyway. And it's really meant a lot to me that I can just, you know, I don't have to have my shoulder on that burden. The Lord wants his shoulder there. And that, if we can just remember, you know, because the Lord, I can't remember where it is, but it's, my ways are not your ways and your thoughts are not my thoughts. And we had it all planned out, but the way that he is going to work it out isn't the way we thought. Or maybe it is, but later, I don't know, but if we can just remember, if I can just remember that the way that I think isn't the way the Lord thinks. And also in Psalms 119, 133, it's order my steps in thy word and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. And I have a girlfriend, and she's a Christian, but a real new, well, she got saved a long time ago, but she hasn't been fed much. She doesn't go to church because her husband isn't a Christian. And I have a lot of influence on her. I don't know what I do, but I really do. And she writes me these notes. She's real soft when she writes me notes all the time, once a week, and she just lives 5 miles away. But she'll write me a note, and several times she has said, you don't know how much you've changed my life, and you've lived such a good Christian life. And it really, I told Mike, I wish you wouldn't say that, because it puts me on the spot. It means that I really have to live the way the Lord wants me to live. I have to, you know, I shouldn't gossip, and I shouldn't, you know, because she is looking at me. And I don't like that because I'm not what I should be. She sees me. I don't know where she sees these things because I feel like I'm not that. But she thinks she sees them. And I'm like, it really puts me to shame that she, you know, that she sees these things because I know that I'm not that way all the time. And if I can just remember that he will order my steps in his word and let not any iniquity have dominion over me, because it's so easy to just gossip along with the rest of them. And at least for me, my mouth gets me in a lot of trouble. I like to talk a lot, and my mic says I don't. If most people have a subject, I don't have to have one. I talk about anything and everything to anybody, and it gets you into a lot of trouble because you know I don't think about it. I just say it, and then like Linda Spaghetti. I got bowled out, Linda. Linda fixed spaghetti, and I didn't know this was happening, but she said, don't you like spaghetti or something? And I said, oh, I just don't eat very much of anything. And later on, I said, oh, Daddy doesn't like spaghetti. But, it's, you know, that was little things, but those little things get you into a lot of trouble. But the Lord's really been good, and I have really been praying about my mouth because with me, it is the biggest problem. Hush. In fact, it was either you, I told Danny, it was either you or Danny. When Brother Jones was here, we were here most of the meetings except the last couple. And we wrote and we wanted the rest of the tapes, which we've been listening to all the time. And we met, Control Your Tongue. Well, he preached on that, and it was, most all the tapes were just one. Well, this one had two because and I wasn't here. So we got them, Daddy brought up, sent them to us in Houston, and we got one copy of each one. Except that one, and they sent me two of them. And I don't know who did it. But I have listened to both of them a lot. But y'all need to pray for us, and that the Lord would just work things out as far as the farms. We would like to leave no later than, or be there no later than June, because we would like to put the kids in school. And of course, that's not the most important thing, is that, you know, like they said, Mexico isn't going to be open that much longer. And we just want to get down there because we don't have much training. But by the time we get training, it may be close. So what good would it do us down there anyway? And so the Lord has to perform a lot of miracles right now. The money is really tight up there. They want the farms, but there's no money. But the Lord can, you know, like Corey Ten Boom said, he owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. All he has to do is sell a few cows for us. Amen. And a little bit of gold and a little silver. You know, he owns it all anyway. And so we know he can do it. And if y'all just pray for us and for me.
Amen.